This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Al Gore, once the next president of the United States, then an Academy Award winner for the climate change film An Inconvenient Truth, also a Nobel Peace Prize winner for his environmental work, and now a guy who's found a way to make a lot of green by being green over the long term. James Fallows, most often heard on these airwaves in a different context, that of his small plane and our series American Futures, has a story in the November issue of The Atlantic magazine explaining just how Gore wants to save the planet and maybe kind of sort of along the way change up capitalism at the same time. Jim, it's good to talk to you again.
Kai, nice to talk to you.
This is not, I think it's safe to say, the Al Gore that most of us remember.
That's true, and that's why I was so interested in hearing this story about the part of his life over the last dozen years that we don't know about. We know about the Nobel Prizes. We know about the climate activism. But he's had this other chapter of his activity that he's now going public with.
It is called Generation Investment Management. Obviously, it's a management firm doing things a little bit differently.
Yes. They wanted to have a test case, which they've run now for more than a decade, of if you invested money, but also look for all the sustainability factors that Gore and others have stood for, of environmental effects, of effects on the civil society where companies are operating, about governance and transparency of the companies themselves. Their argument was that this wouldn't be a almost as good return as normal investment, but in fact, you could make more money.
And he's pretty upfront about this. I mean, he flat out says, I'm paraphrasing, but he basically said, I wanted to make some money.
Oh, yes. And so there was a chapter of Al Gore's life right after his political career in 2000 where he felt as if, compared with other people in the Senate, he had never really made money. So for a couple of years, he did just that. He wanted to see if he could use the skills of asset management to advance something that would coincide with his environmental concerns, too. And so in back in 2004, he and a man named David Blood, an American living in London, and a few other partners set up this firm that was designed to take what they called a holistic and sustainable approach to capitalism, whose results they're now announcing.
Obviously, you spent some time with Al Gore. You spent some time with David Blood. You were at their headquarters in London. You got to look at their list of investments. Numbers one and two are Microsoft and Qualcomm, which is nobody's idea of reinventing capitalism.
They have always said, we want to make a lot of money while also advancing these various goals. So they are looking for things which are good businesses, and in various ways they think that Microsoft and Qualcomm both are. I then looked at the rest of their list, and I can tell you, I've looked at a lot of unusual companies over the years, and most of these I had simply never heard of.
Tell me about some of those unusual companies. There was a grocery distributor or something on that list, wasn't there?
Yes. Had you ever heard of a company called Ocado?
Never had, no.
I had not either, but it's a company that's based in the UK, and they contend that if you order groceries online for them and they deliver them to your house, the overall resource and carbon and every other environmental footprint of that is less than if you walked to the grocery store, let alone drive. They don't have any stores, and they say that modern grocery stores are about the most environmentally inefficient things there are, because the freezer section is competing with the heating for the people, and it just is, and so much stuff spoils too and has to be distributed in trucks.
All right, so let's get the brass tacks here. How well is he doing? How well is Generation doing with this 10-year slice of their operations?
They are doing very well by the standards that capitalism should care about, which is return on assets. Over the last 10 years, which have been extremely tumultuous for the markets, as you very well know, the overall average global equity return in that time has been 7.0%. The average for all sort of serious, major, active management firms has been about 7.7% during that time, or just barely enough to cover the management costs. And during those same 10 years, Generation Investment Management has had returns of 12.1% per year. That is 500 basis points above the baseline, which your financially astute listeners will know is really something.
Yeah, but, and our financially astute listeners will know what 500 basis points is, which is basically 5%.
Yes, exactly.
They are trying to change capitalism, but I'm obliged to point out here that they are a mere speck on the global capitalistic enterprise. They've got like, what, $12 billion under management?
Yes, they have $12 billion. You know, a lot to you and me, but it's about 1/400th of what BlackRock invests. So it is small, but Gore points out that small strategic investors have gotten people's attention when they say, again, we can make more money by going this way. And so I think that's why they're actually telling their story, saying that if others followed this direction, they think it would both make more money and be healthier for capitalism as a whole.
The latest in the Atlantic magazine is called The Planet-Saving, Capitalism-Subverting, Surprisingly Lucrative Investment Secrets of Al Gore by James Vallows. Jim, thanks very much.
Thank you, Kai.